Cakes Free Game. And I am back. It is Wednesday, February 3rd, 2020. And actually, it is 9:01 p.m. Central Time. Anyway, okay, y'all. I had to get on here and speak to y'all about a subject that was heavy on my mind today. So I was talking to my mother earlier today, and we were talking about politics and just different things. You know, we always get kind of biblical. We kind of discuss the Bible a lot, me and my mother. That's who I talk to when I do want to discuss my religion and stuff like that in depth, you know. So I was talking to my mother, and she just stopped me mid-sentence, and she said, "I just want to commend you on how well you analyze things and explain theories and just different things like that." She said, "You always speak so well." She said, "I've always, you know, thought that you should be some type of speaker." So at that moment, you know, I got quiet, because y'all, let me tell you, I do have a full-time job. I do have a side hustle that I do. I do a lot of things. I'm good at a lot of things, you know. You know, let other people tell it. But as far as being fulfilled and walking in my purpose, I don't think I do that, you know. So, she was like, "I've always thought that you should be some type of speaker." So I stopped and I said, "You know what, Mama? I've always known that was my God-given gift. I've always known that I've had a way with words, and I've had a way with motivating people, uplifting people. And, you know, I do it here and there. I even have this podcast that I do. I even, you know, sometimes I do YouTube videos. But to actually move in my purpose and operate in my gift wholeheartedly, I've never taken the time to do it." I told her that sometimes even I sit back and listen. I re-listen to my podcast, or I go back and read a post that I made, or go back and listen to something that I said, and I watch a video. And sometimes I'm in amazement. I'm sitting back in the audience just like everyone else, and like, where did those words even come from? Like, how do they flow so freely out of my head? I don't even know how, you know? And she said, it's because it's your gift from God. It is your gift. And you know, y'all, a lot of times we sit back and we go searching for our passion. Like, what's your passion? Like me, I love to decorate. Like, I love a beautiful home. I love putting colors together. Like, I'm good at that, you know? But that's just something that I'm good at. And it takes a little effort. I'm good at it, but it takes me a little effort. Sometimes I even need people to come in and be like, "You know what? What this, you know, how this look, you know?" Sometimes I need a little help. But when I speak, and when I'm speaking from my heart, and when I'm analyzing something, and when I'm explaining something, I don't need any help. In fact, that don't even be me. Because the way I speak versus how I live, it's totally different. Not to say that I live just horrible or anything like that, but the way I explain things and analyze things and motivate people and uplift people, you would think that I live this certain lifestyle because I have it all figured out. But guys, that don't be me talking. That be something coming through me speaking. And I realized today that that's just my God-given gift. But like I said, I've always known it, but I don't know what to do with it. I don't know how to, you know, walk in that purpose. And I don't know, you know, I've tried this podcast, I've done YouTube. Like I said, I've done a lot of things, but I just don't know what to do with it. That's why I haven't really truly embraced it. You know, I do a lot of things, but I never felt a sense of fulfillment because I am not doing what I know I was put here on earth to do. I dabble in it, I tap into it, but I'm not really fully walking in it. And I feel like that's in vain not to walk in your gift. when you know it's your gift. And if it's something that you know that is your gift, you should pray and ask God to ask you, me to help you and teach you on what to do with that gift. Because he'll tell you, once you figure out what your gift is and you've embraced it and you realize, okay, God, I want you to take full control of me and show me what to do with this gift, because I want to walk in your purpose. I mean, because by all means, that's why we're here. We all have a purpose, and you will always feel a void until that purpose is fulfilled in the inside of you, you know? And sometimes we pray for things, and I've even prayed for things. I think I've been praying these two particular prayers for like 15 years. And I wonder, like, well, you know, sometimes I say, well, he's going to answer in due time, or it's already done. Guys, I think the issue is, oh yeah, it's already done, but he need me to get on the other road. I'm on this road right here. I'm walking. I'm doing everything. He's even helping me. I'm manifesting things. God is answering some of my prayers for me. He is some things, and he's giving it to me. Things that I want, even when he know that that's not what he purposely put me here to do, but he's giving me these things because right now that's how I'm surviving. You know, that's how I'm operating. That's the level that I'm operating on right now. So he's walking with me, you know, he's walking alongside of me. But oh my, the desires of my heart and some of the prayers that I've been praying, God said he's just waiting on me to get on that other road of where my true purpose is. He's waiting on me to go there. And once I travel, once I get a grasp of that, then he'll take me on down. And I'll see some of the most amazing things that I hadn't even imagined. I could just only imagine things that I haven't even imagined will start happening because I'm walking in my purpose. The reason why I was placed here on earth. You see what I'm saying? And I hear a lot of people say, well, I like helping people. All of our purpose is to help people. That's the whole purpose of your purpose, is for you to help other people. But even if your purpose is, say, you the type of person that want to fix cars, that could be your purpose. That could be your God-given gift for you to fix a car. You hadn't even been to a mechanic school, but you just automatically know what to do. It just come to you. It just come through you, and you know what to do. That's a God-given gift, guys. Something you do so effortlessly that you don't even have to think about. And when you get through doing it, you sit back like, wow, where did that even come from? How did I know how to do that? Like, how did I know that? Because it's been instilled in you at birth. And y'all, I got some of this information from Steve Harvey, because after I realized that I want to walk in my purpose and I want to really fulfill, yeah, it feels so good right now talking to y'all. I feel so good. It feels so natural. I can talk to y'all for hours, but I have to stop myself. That's how good it feels speaking to y'all and explaining things to you all. It feels that good. So, like I said, find out what your gift from God is, not your passion, not something you're just good at. Find out what your gift is. Think about it. Something that you've been doing for years. Just think about it. Take a moment to think. Think. And once you figure it out, pray. Ask God to help you walk in that gift, walk in that purpose. Even if you don't really truly know what your gift is and you cannot pinpoint it, pray and ask him to show you what that gift is. He'll show you. What he say? Seek and ye shall find. Mm-hmm. Yes. Seek and ye shall find. That's just about with anything. Anything you go looking for, you'll find it. You'll find it if you're looking for it. So put yourself in that realm. Operate in your gift. Operate in your purpose. That's all you gotta do. And it just feels so good to know that I know what my gift is and to truly embrace what my gift is. I've even told some people that I want to be, feel like I could be on a panel on a talk show or on a radio station. And sometimes I think to myself, well, you know, that's kind of just wanting too much. I do. I've done it to myself, even me, yes. I feel like, well, you know, it's probably millions and millions and millions of people who want to do that. But you will be surprised. It's not that many people, because that's for you. If it's something that's placed on the inside of you for you to do, you need to chase that. You need to chase that. You need that feel. God needs you to operate there. And like I said, I see myself on a radio station or on a talk show panel. But at the same time, it's like, it feels like it's unattainable at times. But I have to quit thinking like that. I have to think about the fact that if it's in my head, it's there for a reason. Like I said, I've made podcasts about that before. It's not like I'm sitting back thinking about, you know, I want to design this certain car. I want to be a car designer. I've never thought about being a car designer. Never thought about just being an architect. I've never thought about fixing a car. I've never thought about opening up a whole restaurant to serve food. I mean, it's crossed my mind, but it's nothing that I have a true desire to do. It's nothing in me. What's in me is what I'm doing now. Talk to me, y'all. I love to do it. It comes out just freely. In real life, me, I'm quiet. I don't talk much. But when I have a purpose, and when I'm explaining something, and when I'm analyzing something, the words just flow out. Blow out like honey, y'all. So I want you all to figure out whatever it is your gift is, so that you can start walking in your purpose, so that you can start receiving the true desires of your heart and things that you didn't even imagine that could happen to you. He got you. And I thank you for listening. Have a great night.